right hash. Ball's lined up at the 3-yard line. Straight eye, Botello under center. It's a pitch out to the left side to Fritch, and he's in, standing up and untouched. It is 8-0. Deckerville leads Morris with 9:17 left in the first quarter on the WLEW Sports Network.
Are you a little hot under the collar? Is your car's air conditioning not working? You know there's a lot of summer left. Bring it to the experts at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They have the proper equipment, the parts, and take the extra time to find the problem and give you a permanent repair, all at a reasonable price. Leak detection, recharging, and compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment. They also sell radiators, gas tanks, charge air coolers, oil, and transmission coolers.
Hi, I'm Gary Rocci. We are your air conditioning specialist. Have it fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.
It only took 2 minutes and 43 seconds for Deckerville to score first. It was a 6-play drive covering 49 yards in 2 minutes and 43 seconds. And it was capped off with a beautiful pass to Janowak for the score. The kick is brought in at the 25-yard line. He's out to the 40. Still on his feet out to the 45-yard line. Brought down by number 56, Reese Mays Kramer for Deckerville. And number 21, I do believe, James Wanglin, was your ball carrier and brought in that kickoff. Zach Rivers, my apologies. Looking at the wrong completely wrong
Zach,
roster.
Zach Rivers, the return man there for Morrison, obviously finds a hole there and gets good field position for his offense now as they start on their own 45-yard line.
55-yard field to work with for the Morris Orioles. Two wide to the left, one man in the backfield. Quarterback is under center. It's a pitch out to number 3. Connor Lucas, the fullback, he gets nowhere fast before he's stopped by Cole Rumzik, defensive end, 5'9", 160 junior for Deckerville. Loss of a yard in the play, back into the 49-yard line, second and 11.
And Morris is going to have to be a little quicker with developing these plays. They try to run a sweep to the outside, and there's one thing you're going to learn is Deckerville is very fast up front. So if you're going to get outside, you're going to have to do it quickly.
At the 44-yard line, man in motion. It's going to be a quarterback keeper. That's number 2. And he gets stopped for another, maybe actually the original line of scrimmage. Luke Binshattle, we'll call him for now until we get a better explanation of how to say that last name. No gain in the play. Third down, 11 yards to go.
And Janowak there first on the scene for the Eagles. Janowak, 6'2", 215-pound junior. He's obviously reads the play well. Triple option there as they bring their wide receiver from the left side in motion. They run an option to the right, and the quarterback keeps it himself with nowhere to go.
Looking to pass, and it is nearly brought in at the 48-yard line of Deckerville territory by number 33, Christian Rivers. He was out of position for that one, thrown behind him, falls incomplete, and now Morris is facing a quick fourth down, 11 to go.
Well, even if it would have been completed, it was about an 8-yard out route. He just goes 8 yards straight ahead, plants his right foot, and cranks to the sideline. The ball delivered a little bit behind him. Otherwise, it should have been a completion, but regardless, it would have been short about 4 yards anyways. Looks like the punt team on for the Orioles.
So they bring out the punt team. Number 12 punting away, Gavin Lucas. A beautiful punt. Bouncing at the 24-yard line and brought in at the 20 by Patello, and he tries to push forward out to the 25, and a flag flies after the hit. Out of bounds, he's going to be brought down at the 27-yard line. Patel is slow to get up. Looks like he may have been wound up on that ankle. He's still hurt, and this is going to be a late hit against Morris. Personal foul against Morris. So they'll tack on 15 yards to the end of this play and give Deckerville even better field position.
Well, Patello does a nice job picking up that football. It was about to bounce out of bounds, and he grabs it and just runs ahead 5 or 6 yards just to do something. He had nowhere to really go, and he was shoved out of bounds, and very, very late, you see number 3 from Morris, Connor Lucas, come flying in, a young one, sophomore, and hits him low, clearly late, again, out of bounds, and hopefully he hasn't hurt Patello too bad here because he's still on the sideline, and you're going to see the backup quarterback now, Cole Rumzik, come into this game early.
Cole Rumzik, a 5'9", 160 junior, under center, two men in the backfield, split back. and hands it off to number 5, Austin Fritsch. And he has no one in front of him. To the 35, to the 25, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Deckerville. It only took one play. 45 yards later, and it is Deckerville out by double digits over Morris with 7:47 left in the first quarter.
Well, the offense begins and ends with Austin Fritsch. And when he takes that power eye formation, he kicks it out to the left side. When he turns on the jets, he is gone, and there is no one near him. They all thought it was a run up the middle. He kicks it to the outside again. That vision that you just can't teach is a natural instinct. Austin Fritsch sees that there's nothing up the middle, bounces it outside, and blows down the sideline. No one near him for an easy touchdown run for the Eagles.
Cole Rumsick keeping it for himself. Still on his feet in a second effort, and he is going to be stopped short of the end zone. The two-point conversion is no good. So the score remains 14 for Deckerville, nothing for Morris. With 7:47 left in the first quarter, we even played 5 minutes on the WLEW Sports Network.
A calendar is more than just a list of dates and events. It tells a story of you or your community. It provides information for people, and it creates a social hub. Did you know that Thumb Office Supply is the largest calendar dealer in the Thumb? Depending on whom you are and what you do, a calendar will have different types of use and significance. Get in on the early bird sale going on now through September 30th at Thumb Office Supply in Bad Axe. Save on all types of calendars. Hi, this is Angela. Calendars are a map of all the real-time events that take place within you or your business, meetings, seminars, lectures, school events, and much more. Every calendar is different, and at Thumb Office Supply, we'll help you get the right calendar for you or your business. Stop by Thumb Office Supply today at 779 South Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe, or give us a call at 989-269-8122.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Deckerville's kickoff goes over the head of number 21, Zach Rivers. He has to retreat back to the 5-yard line to pick it up, and he's finally brought down by Cole Rumsick at the 14-yard line for only a 9-yard return, and Deckerville pins them deep back in their own territory. First and 10 for Morris, who's down by 2 touchdowns with 4 minutes and 19 seconds into this ballgame. Two wide to the left, they're looking back to pass. Throws it, and it is complete to number 33, Christian Rivers, brought down by Brandon Patello, and also knocks out the sideline judge on the tackle. And they're going to mark him down at the 20-yard line for a gain of 6 yards on the play. Second down, 4 to go.
I think most importantly noted there, that's quarterback Brandon Patello makes the tackle on that play, clearly walking okay. Obviously a stinger or a cramp of some kind. They were stretching him out here on the sideline when Cole Rumsick stepped in at quarterback on that last scoring drive. So good to see him back in the game already on defense and already making impact, making a tackle on that pass.
Ben Shadle, your quarterback, under center, man in motion to the near sideline. Keeps it for himself, trying to go through that giant front line. You'd be better off going through the Berlin Wall or the Great Wall of China. Brought down by number 13, Wyatt Janowak, linebacker for Deckerville, 6'2", 215-pound junior. Gain of maybe a yard if they're lucky. Third down, 4 to go from the 21-yard line.
Yeah, nowhere to go there as they put a wide receiver in motion to the right with a running back in the backfield, and it's basically just a quarterback draw, and Deckerville not falling for it at all. But this time, lone quarterback, 2 receivers spread each way.
And he's in trouble, and he breaks free the first tackle. We're trying to reverse fields. That's number 12, Gavin Lucas. He gets close to the first down marker, finally brought down by Brandon Patello out of the secondary. They're going to mark him down right at the 25-yard line, and that is going to be enough for a first down.
Wow.
Deckerville nearly had them pinned in the backfield, and they turn it around for a first down.
That's a heck of an individual play by Gavin Lucas. He takes the snap, rolls to his right, and it was supposed to be a screen pass over here on the near side. 2 receivers. One picked up the block. The other receiver, though, did not have a lot of separation, so one defender covered both receivers. The quarterback knew it. He shed a tackle, reversed fields, and found a way to get the first down.
First and 10 from the 25-yard line of Deckerville. Man in motion, 2 wide to the left, 1 man in the backfield. Quarterback Ben Shadle under center. Trying to release this one quick to number 12, Gavin.